I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories on Newsy. President Biden visited Colorado Tuesday, wrapping up a two-day trip out west in a push to convince Americans that his massive spending package would help fight climate change. President Biden spent the day in Colorado, where he visited the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. He also spoke about his Build Back Better agenda, which he says will help tackle the climate crisis and modernize infrastructure.
You know, we have to invest in being more resilient because of the impacts of climate. The climate change is occurring today, not next year, not 10 years from now. And we have to make the investments that are going to slow our contributions to climate change today, not tomorrow. And here's the good news. Something that is caused by humans can be solved by humans.
The White House says the $3.5 trillion budget plan would boost clean energy, help eliminate pollution, and create up to a million new jobs every year. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was back on Capitol Hill Tuesday defending the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. While testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the secretary blamed the Trump administration for making a deal with the Taliban that allowed them to be in a position to take over Afghanistan. But he remained firm that President Biden made the right decision to withdraw troops from the country.
The bottom line is this. We were right to end the war. We were right not to send a third generation of Americans to Afghanistan to fight and die there. And I believe we were right in the extraordinary efforts that were made to make sure we could bring out as many people as possible. And now we have an obligation to make sure that we continue to do that, and of course, to guard against the reemergence of any threats coming from Afghanistan.
Senator Bob Menendez, the top Democrat and chairman of the committee, criticized the Biden administration's handling of the U.S. withdrawal as, quote, fatally flawed. And Menendez threatened to subpoena Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin after he refused to testify before the committee Tuesday. Comedian and former Saturday Night Live cast member Norm MacDonald has died at 61 years old. According to his management firm, MacDonald had been privately battling cancer for 9 years. MacDonald is known for his role as Weekend Update host on SNL during the 1990s. Four former Minneapolis officers involved in George Floyd's death pleaded not guilty to federal civil rights charges. Derek Chauvin, Tu Tao, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander King are all accused of violating Floyd's civil rights when Chauvin pinned Floyd to the ground by his neck for nearly 10 minutes. Earlier this year, Chauvin was convicted on state-level charges of murdering Floyd and was sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison. I'm Catherine Beek, and this is Newsy.